We are on.
We will call the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, August 26, 2020, to order at 8:46 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The open meetings act is on the wall to my left, attendance for observation. Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Teeman, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held August 12, 2020. Approve all claims through August 26, 2020.
And that's a change because we had that Verizon that we didn't get over here, so.
In the amount of $519,943.08, which is slightly changed from Monday because there's a late Verizon bill that came in. Accept claim number 2008-0211 to RL Team and Construction in the amount of $3,745.76 to be voted on below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve utility permit number 1159 to Diller Telephone. They will be plowing and boring in approximately 6¾ miles of fiber, 48 count or 24 count plus 2 count to homes. They will bore 3-inch diameter, 5-foot to 10-foot deep below creeks, road crossings, and all culverts. Cable will be encased in 1¼-inch smooth wall pipe, placed 24-foot from the center of the road and the bottom of the greater ditch, and vaults will be placed along the 33-foot right-of-way, located in the southeast, southwest quarter sections, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, east side of section 25, northeast, southeast quarter section 35, and northeast quarter section 36, Township 3 North, Range 8 East, Sherman Township. Approved declaring tower sections as surplus and advertising on Purple Wave, and those would be located in Wymore and Adams.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. Consent agenda passes and is approved. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 2008-0211 to RL Team and Construction in the amount of $3,745.76. This brings the total amount of claims approved through August 26, 2020 to $523,688.84. And this is a company I work for.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens. Second by Bauman. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor with Teeman abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Good morning, Emily. Will you please give your name and address for the record?
Emily Hatch, 8867 Southwest 86 Road, Plutonia. Just wanted to see if we could put on to next meeting's agenda to discuss the additional zoning regs that aren't addressed in the text amendment.
Do you have anything in specific that you'd like? Any specific regulations?
There's just a bunch of additional, mileage setbacks that weren't addressed that are less than what we're doing now. There's just a few things that I think the group wanted to address. I got nominated to tell you.
All right, we will take that under advisement. Thank you. Anyone else for public comment or request for future agenda items? I saw Kristen come in. Do you have applications for the...
Yes, I
have. Do you want her to get those to the...
Do you have enough for everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll get those at that time then.
Okay.
Thank you. If there are no other comments or requests, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and ground, winter lights.
Nothing different from our plan. Here comes Dave. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Yes. No, we just had some things that we have discussed before. I was just going to bring up, I did ask for a proposal for replacing the retaining wall that runs along the west side of the sheriff's office. And Envision will be doing the work
Hey, did you hear anything back from that insurance company?
I did not.
I talked to the driver parent again.
Okay.
So she said she put in a claim. So
she okay. Well, I can readdress them and
call them and let me know if there's a problem.
Okay. Well, thank you, Roger. And then we did discuss, just for discussion only at this time, the east handicap ramp coming into the courthouse is about 20 years old now, and it didn't work very well last year or the year before. Luckily, last year we didn't really have any snow to speak of, but I'm afraid it's a heated ramp, and those tubing in there is getting compressed or something, so it just doesn't melt the snow like it used to. So we're going to just try and come up with a design that will fit our needs better now that that handicap ramp. Sometimes when it was installed, it was mainly just used for handicap accessibility. Now it's kind of turned into a main entrance a lot of times. So we will start working on that, see if we can come up with a good plan, and maybe perhaps put that out for a request for proposals later on. So, and then today, I have a gentleman here that's he's not with Nerma, but he's somebody that they sent down. We're just going to be walking around the building for 2 hours, and he's just doing a reproduction cost on the courthouse. Okay, so that's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Equalization. All is equal. We do have a number for our valuation, I guess. Don, was that 100 and what was our decrease since 18? Was that 100 and?
Put me on the spot.
I'm sorry. It did not go up. Our valuation went down.
You got your calculator right there.
Fairly substantially.
I think it was 101 for two last year.
Someone has bogarted my calculator.
So that's now. This was last year's.
Okay. From this year to last year, it's not working.
It's not working.
Well, we had approximately another.
It was like D60. We were at 70.
We were at 70. I think we went back to $60 million deduction and valuation from last year to this year. The year prior, we had about a $50 million reduction in overall county evaluation. So we've been on the upturn every year until last year. Now this year was slightly higher than the previous year. So I guess...
Let me see if I can do it on my phone. I don't have a calculator.
Do we have budget on the agenda later on?
No, you know what? I think it got moved. I didn't get it on. But we can talk about it.
Yeah, we can visit about it later if you guys want to. But valuations are down again. We started at a $70 million reduction this year with mass accounting on some of the things like in your area, pipelines, and then the railroads and such. That did come back some. Human resources, employee relations. John?
We did a closed session on employment.
Law enforcement, emergency management.
Eric?
Yes, sir.
Skip.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Finance and insurance. Mr. Juergens, will you go through and get our big claims? Okay, before you do, she got this for me on her phone.
That's an issue that's not very important.
Okay, our reduction this year was actually $41 million after mass appraisal. So it's slightly less than the year before's reduction after we did have all the other numbers. So we're about $10 million, $9 million less in reduction this year than the previous year. So we're stabilizing out, but I still would anticipate next year having an additional reduction in all overall county valuation due to the reduction in ag land assessments. Okay, Mr. Juergens, I'm sorry.
Okay. Large ticket items. Bryan Medical Center, inmate medical, $12,736.89. Washington County Sheriff, boarding inmate, 10,855.08. The answer is concrete, sand and gravel. Rock and gravel, 44,808.01. NMC parts, labor, oil, 13,657.56. Sat Brothers fuel and oil, 14,779.69.
Thank you, Mr. Jurgens. Now we'll move on to law enforcement emergency management.
Nothing for
the sheriff, and I don't see Lisa. With zoning, of course, we'll have a meeting at 4:30 this afternoon to deal with some of the potential issues with the text amendment that was turned in by Mr. Alder. Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens.
Dirt crew is working in the Red Barn area, cleaning out the ditches, installing a different culvert to help the water flow. On last Thursday, part of the milling and overlay project that we have ongoing right now was finished. The one on South 89th Road, that 1.8 miles, was finished by Thursday. Speaking to Galen this morning, milling will start on Pickle East, approximately 4 miles on Friday. And what's left would be the Holmesville Road of 5 miles. Probably going to be a couple years down the road. No, it'll fall off shortly after the kid. That 5 mile stretch, just to brief everybody on those, Galen printed this off on this morning. The total for the 10.8 miles of milling overlay on three different projects, the total amount is $2,698,648.75. That's an estimate.
That's lower than the first estimate, wasn't it, when they got the bid?
No. Total for project right here is $2,698,648.75.
And we may be lower potentially depending on patching. On 89th Road, the road to Hoyg from the south, the patching was less than anticipated. Don just got me a final number also on our devaluation or our decrease in valuation in the county from the 18-19 year to today, 2021 valuation. We have lost $104,493,942. So we've crossed the $100 million mark in devaluation of assessed value. So just something to keep in the back of your mind. Everything's still fine, but, you know, we had some unusually large assessments due to land sales, and that's all dropping off now. Up next, if we don't have Lisa, is she coming in, do you know?
I don't know. She's here.
Okay. Receive Highway Superintendent recommendation on the study of possible minimum maintenance road classification of 4,685 feet of road running between sections 18 and 19, Township 4 North and 6 East, and 220 feet of road curving south at the west end of Juniper Road into section 19, Township 4 North, Range 6 East, stopping at the railroad tracks in Midland Township. This would be the road known as Teepee Road. Galen, do you want to come up and say anything on this? Or is there any?
Basically, this is just a next step from the earlier resolution that you guys passed to have me do a study on the road. And I did do a study on that that section of road, and submitted a letter in your packets pertaining to what I found on this road. And through all the findings, I come to the conclusion that if I do recommend supervisors to the supervisor, that this road be classified to a minimum maintenance classification. So in 2 weeks, I will be present a resolution, and we'll have a public hearing on this. This will officially be turned into a minimum maintenance classification if it, the board approves it. And then this stuff will be filed with the state of Nebraska.
And then after that public hearing, we would wait another 2 weeks to act on that generally, just based on past performance.
Okay.
But, all right.
I know that there is a standard sheet for that.
Okay. Any questions for Galen on that? There is a sign-up sheet on the desk in front of Doug over here to my right for the 9:30 public hearing to support or oppose special use permit number 2020 for the anhydrous ammonia plant. Approve or disapprove resolution for signing of the county annual certification of program compliance form 2020.
Okay, that would be resolution 20-17. And that came in at the end of the day. This is so we can receive, it looks like this. We can see, receive the funds, and then Galen can sign the, instead of the 1-6 paperwork that they send out. There's two parts to it.
This resolution would apply, would approve this certification, allowing Galen to sign for any funds that would be coming in and showing that we're following all the guidelines and rules.
And then I think it also move that 1-6 because we like they don't send the 1-6 up anymore. He has a form just in there.
Sure. The enclosed county annual certification of program compliance form and resolution authorizing the signing of certification by the board chairperson replaces the annual filing of the 1-6 year plan or program and the former standardized system of annual reporting with the Nebraska Board of Public Roads classifications and standards. We have such a wonderful relationship with the Board of Standards already, but are there any questions on this resolution?
Yes. Is that implying you no longer have to do the 1-6 plan?
No, we still have to do the 1-6.
Okay. But I don't think they send it up.
We just don't have to file all the paperwork with the state.
Okay. But we'll still have it all on file, and we'll still have everything put together.
We're required to do all, just like we did prior, but not filing with the state all the paperwork.
Hey, basically, it's a blanket resolution that authorizes the chairman to sign any resolutions passed by the board that go up to NDOR.
Any additional discussion on the Department of Transportation resolution? Resolution 20-17.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Juergens. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove county annual certification of program compliance to the Nebraska Board of Public Roads classifications and standards 2020. So this would be the additional paperwork that goes along with that.
Now the certification.
County annual certification program of compliance. This motion would be to sign the additional paperwork that goes along with the previous annual certification for this year.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Does anything really change with this, Galen, other than just we don't file the We just don't file our 1 and 6. We still, everything else would happen identically to what we have been doing.
Basically, yes. Yeah, we've always been required to fill out these two, the resolution and the other one here. The only thing we don't do is physically mail all our Form 7s and 11s and all that into the state on the 1 and 6 plan.
Any discussion? We have a motion by Juergen, second by Dorn. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries.
I think I have everybody has to sign that one.
And the entire board will have to
sign, the
sign this form saying that we did approve this, so we'll hand that around. Approve or disapprove resolution to correct resolution 2013 for emergency relief program, emergency permanent repairs. Resolution corrects reimbursements in the amount of from $39,437.98 to $39,374.98. Resolution number 2013 shall be rescinded, and this resolution shall be in its same place. This is just to correct a typo. A 7 and a 3, 7 and a 4 were misplaced. This would be resolution. This would be resolution number.
Well, Roger, do you want me to give it a new number?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a new resolution.
2018.
So resolution number 2018 would be a clerical correction for three numbers. Moved by Bauman, second by Juergens. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion. Resolution 20-18 is passed and approved.
Oops.
Approve or disapprove resolution for SUP number 2020-2, RV campground located in the northwest quarter of Section 6, Township 4, Range 5 East. This is the one we had a public hearing on 2 weeks ago.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion on this resolution? This resolution is number
20-19
to approve this RV campground. Seeing no discussion, I would ask you to vote. Juergens and Dorn.
Okay, thanks.
6 in favor. Motion carries. Thank you for the investment, Ray. We appreciate it.
I don't know when it's going to happen.
We have time now for Kristen Jensen, Tourism Director, to give her quarterly report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's
morning.
Been a while.
Has been. Welcome back.
Glad to have you.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad to be here. It's exciting. Things are going back to normal, kind of. Okay, so I'm just going to start with the report. We've been up to a couple things over the past few months. Summer was kind of slow, obviously. Tourism, there wasn't a lot happening there. So the first thing we've been working on is guide development. So our current visitor's guide is a little bit outdated. It's from 2018. So we get a lot of calls from those around the county that pass them out saying that, you know, we're due for another one. So we've been working on that, and that's gone to print. It's 26 pages. It's full color, completely updated, and it looks really nice. So I'm excited for you guys to get to see that. Guide distribution. So we've been trying to, you know, get rid of the boxes of old ones that we have. So we've been making sure those are passed out and around town. Obviously, Tourism Advisory Committee. Tear off map development. So I don't know if you've seen the ones around town that are like 8 by 11. Those are pretty outdated. There's a few businesses on there that aren't in town anymore, and then some new ones that aren't included. So we've done a new one that's 17 by 11, and it's really nice, full color, and it has a map of Gage County as well as Beatrice, and then a Main Street call-out map that focuses on the businesses in that area. We've had a few media call conferences. Homestead Fest planning and development. So as you may have noticed, Homestead Days didn't happen, which is kind of a bummer, but because of regulations, that wasn't possible. So to have a new event September 17th through the 20th called Homestead Fest. It's not going to be kind of the same event as Homestead Days. It's not going to be as eventful, or there's not going to be as many things happening, but it's still going to be fun, so it'll be a couple days of that. Map distribution, those kind of around this time, there hasn't been a lot of people traveling, so there's been a lot of people that are going to that have been doing stuff locally, so the trails and going out to the homestead and things like that. So we've been going through a lot of those old maps. So we've been printing and putting those out. Trail of Treasures is coming up in October. I've been getting a lot of calls about that, a lot of people signing up, so I think that's going to be a pretty eventful weekend.
I think the information you put out with the Chamber newsletter relative to that issue is very, very good.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. It's going to be a nice social distancing event, Trail of Treasures. So, I got to go out to the pond. We did some pictures there. That's a fun bed and breakfast that we have that's outdoors in the Witt area. And t-shirt design for souvenir t-shirts. So in the guide that we're doing, we included some souvenir items that people can buy. So we're going to try and have some of those things on hand at the tourism office. So, were there any questions? So we'll move on to lodging tax. We saw a net increase in June of $20,221.04. So, down a little bit, but that's okay. Because of COVID, that was kind of expected. So.
Yep.
All right. And then I have the application for the improvement contract.
Different.
Where's that at?
Replace the boiler report on file. So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Bauman to put the quarterly report on file. Please vote. 7 in favor. And then we'll move right into that Visitor Improvement Fund grant in the amount of $40,000 for Hannibal Park project. Do you want to hand those out, Kristen, or give them to Gary and we'll pass them down?
There's some scribbles on there, so just ignore those. That was my copy.
Do you want to walk us through this?
Absolutely. So we have a grants application to improve the Beatrice Girls softball field or the softball fields here in town. They are requesting $40,000 for a few different things to make some improvements. So to replace some of the fencing, as well as make a regulation girls fast pitch showcase diamond for championships and the Beatrice Girls softball team. They are wanting to put in a lighted area for warm-ups and additional spectator seating. They want to replace the backstop with a much taller netted one that would be safer for spectators. They want to make things a little bit more handicap accessible, the dugouts, and make them bigger. So, they would want to put in concrete pads for the bleachers and purchase 2 more sets of bleachers for Diamonds 4 and 5. So you may be wondering how that would be tourism related, but every time there's a championship or a tournament, all of the hotels fill up in the campground, so that really helps us out with lodging tax. And we really like to see the hotels full, so that's a really, really good thing for us. And the Tourism Advisory Committee has decided to vote in favor of you guys supporting this project.
Yes. Moved by Bauman.
Sorry.
Second by Juergens to approve this Visitor Improvement Fund grant in the amount of $40,000 for the Hannibal Park improvements. Any additional discussion on this?
I've got a couple of questions. The Juergens vote was probably unanimous.
Yes.
Okay. And it looks like there's some in-kind labor included here, but that's not included in your matching dollars, right?
Yes. So. They have other funds,
yeah.
So there will be funds that we're providing all by tourism.
There is an enormous amount of tourism through baseball and softball.
Yes,
the amount
sure.
of people that anyone that has kids in that age group knows how much money flows on the weekends.
For sure.
Any additional discussion or questions? I would ask you to please vote. 7 in favor, the motion carries. Thank you, Kristen.
Right,
do you have
you.
Anything else for us?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, thank
All right,
you much.
Thank you.
To approve or disapprove memorandum of understanding between Gage County and Diode Communications for the purpose of building a fiber to home network to 90 homes in the rural Gage County, Nebraska. Good morning, Mr. Salmon.
Good morning.
Would you give us your name and address for the record and kind
sure.
of tell us what's going on here? It sounds like a unique opportunity to maybe help some homes and also pay for a little bit of infrastructure.
Absolutely. My name is Randy Sandman. I'm president of Diode Communications Dilbert Telephone Company. With me today is Lauren Dirksen, our general manager. I'll have him come up in a minute to talk about more specifics of the project. Back in late April, May timeframe, the federal government passed the CARES Act. I'm sure you guys are well aware of that. And part of that is an amount of monies that went to the state government for them to distribute for different aid programs. The governor's office, in conjunction with the DED, gave $40 million into a grant fund pool for broadband expansion. And it was targeted for areas with internet service less than 25.3 in speed, 25 down by 3 up. Now, as we know, there's lots of those still out there. Our company has been, little by little, getting fiber out in our exchanges of Dillard and Odell and Harbine in Virginia. However, there's still lots of room to grow with that. So this program is designed for internet service providers to get grants to build out fiber-based broadband projects. Originally, it was very tight window of things that you needed to guidelines, and we could only do very small communities of 20 to 30 people, etc. And so originally the guidelines for the grants, we applied for Holmesville and Pioneer Acres, and fortunately we got those grants. Diode will, it's a matching deal where the DED pays 90% and we fund 10% of the program. So that was great news. Part of the rest of the strings attached, as you all know with grants sometimes, one of the strings attached was a time frame. It has to be done by the end of the year. That's very aggressive. It has to be a memorandum of understanding reached with governmental entities of those places. So first of all, Holmesville, we visited with the village board. They were all very much on board there. Pioneer Acres, we visited with their homeowners association. They're very much on board there. So where we're here today now is after those two early grants were approved for Holmesville and Pioneer Acres, the DED came back and said there's still some money left in this pool, and they loosened some of these restrictions and said companies can now apply for grants in other rural areas that are under 25.3. So at that point we said, let's look at our Odell and Harbine exchanges and see how we can edge out towards the north. And so we applied for an area of about 90 homes south and west of Beatrice, and fortunately we were approved for that grant as well. So that being said, we need a governmental entity to enter into an MOU to say it's okay for Diode to bring this project forward to get the grant monies to approve it.
And Randy, just to go over things with the board too, this is something we would do anyway, that what we would be offering would be use of our right-of-ways in similar fashion. You'd still come to us with permits as you needed to bore, things like that. So it wouldn't be anything out of the ordinary of our normal day-to-day business. It's just an MOU that says to move forward with trying to provide this additional coverage.
It is. Lauren, I guess I'll just turn it over to him real quick to kind of explain where we're going, and don't want to take too much of your time, but he's the guy that is the permit expert with Galen.
Yeah, poor Galen. We've been inundating him with, presently we've been building out in Virginia, and we go through the permit process with Galen, and Mike, our permit guy, gets with Galen and inundates him with, and I think you have some on hand today yet too. But I wanted to share with you, we're in the process of building Virginia, and we're going to connect Virginia with Holmesville via fiber down Linden Road. And I've got just maps here if you want to just take a look at. As Randy had mentioned, the method to our madness for this Gage County build is based on census blocks. The federal government has the world divided up into census blocks, and so we thought it made sense to go after. There's two census blocks that we went after, minus a little bit of an area. And so the Holmesville run, naturally, we wanted to do because of the small community. And then we were hooking fiber up. We had to put 5 miles in between Holmesville and our Virginia exchange, and then they would be fiber to the home. This is 100% buried. The customer does not have to pay for anything. This grant covers burying it to the home, putting the protector on the side of the house. We're offering a free install, free router, and then the minimum speeds will be a 25 by 25. That's synchronous. That means our upload speeds match our download speeds, because we're finding more people are uploading information because of schools working from home. They want the upload speeds more than they want the download speeds. And we will also have a 50 by 50 package and a 100 by 100 package. And someday, if somebody wants a gig, they'll be able to get it. The next area that we're going is my best, and I'll show you the map, is we're coming, the area that we're looking at for this MOU is the Odell Blacktop from Osage Road north up to 136, and then we'll take that little jog, follow 136 past the Llama Farm, and I think, and then we're going to head north and connect to where the three towers are sitting out there, and then go on to Pioneer Acres. And there's some, and then there's a little area east of Ellis, where Scott Wiens and those people live, that we're going to hook them up, and I'll just give that to you also to look at. This one put us in a little bit of a bind with time, because this has got to be done by the 31st of December. And presently we're using TNH contractors. They're our main contractor. And when we were doing Virginia, we had one crew. We could keep up with it. Now they brought in another crew. We are presently already building in Holmesville. They've got most of the boring done. I think by the end of this week, they're going to start plowing up to the house. This route that I just did it for my purposes, is I put it in projects. This one here is where 136 curves north, and it goes past the golf course and makes a run up toward Pioneer Acres.
And if new homes, if I understood correctly, if new homes are built, there's money for that, but short time frames to get them connected too, is that correct?
On the new homes, right now the way this one is set up is we have to get specific and say, here's where we're going, here's what we're connecting up. Anything outside of that, that'll be a business decision that, you know, we're not opposed to building out, but right now it's going to be working our rears off to get this done.
by the 31st. And then there is one area along 170 on Highway 77. Again, this was part of the census block. We kind of bid this according to census blocks. And this area was included in it, and it's where the PWF meets 77, and then it's about four miles north and a little bit off on the west side. I don't know if you have any more questions concerning that, but that's, again, that was census block built.
For your home build of Virginia project, I assume it's set in stone as to who you're adding, or could somebody else add?
We're going right down Linden Road and anything right along there, but we are designing it to build south. There's an area where somebody's got a pretty good grain elevator that might help us in the future, and then we'll pick up homes on the way. There's a dead spot also down there along that area too, where there's no homes, there's also a national program called RDOF, and that's a whole other story, but that's going to come up for bid in October, and there's companies looking at, the main thrust is fiber to the home. We're in the wireless business too, fixed wireless, and it's only a stopgap. I mean, we've rebuilt some of it three times, and that's enough. It's time to do it right the first time, and then again, we're building this and designing this big enough to build off of. And it's a pretty significant investment on our part, along with, I heard earlier you're short on your property tax, and to give you an idea, Diller Telephone Company pays $5.1 million in Gage County. This will add significant to that.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. We're doing our part.
And as far as if you hear from folks say, well, was this going to come to me? Unfortunately, the grant fund won't go so far, and it's certain areas we've got to have done by the end of the year. The best thing to do is call our office, and we're making a list, because if you get enough people within a half mile or a mile off the route, then it makes some business decisions a lot easier for everybody. So we'll work with people, we always have.
Any questions for the folks from Diode? If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve the Memorandum of Understanding.
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Juergens. Second by Hill. Any additional discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Thank you, gentlemen. We do appreciate this.
Thank you.
Great opportunity for some small areas to get fiber. With that, it is 9:30, and we have a timed event at 9:30. There's a sign-up sheet somewhere if anyone would like to speak for a public hearing to oppose or support special use permit number 2020-3 for the addition of an anhydrous ammonia to an existing commercial site. And I guess we have to receive your recommendation first, Lisa, so.
Sure. My apologies to the group for my tardiness when county repairman comes forward and you've been waiting for a couple weeks for them. That's the reason for my tardiness this morning. So moving on to this special use permit, this is to add the commercial service of NH3 to the Philly Agronomy site. That's located, for most of you know where that's at, but that's on 136 Highway 4, interchange just west of Philly. Their goal was to keep public safety a priority. That's number one for them. And so, especially to move that out of those highly populated areas. This particular project moves those vessels from Virginia and Jance's, as I recall, from their testimony. So it consists of two 30,000-gallon vessels in the liquid state. I believe, my conversion rate is 60 ton maybe per vessel, then on the gas side. So we notified 29 landowners within that 1 mile jurisdiction, and we had our public hearing. There was no opposition to it at all. So the biggest thing for us in looking at the site was the fire marshal really has the jurisdiction in terms of what they can and can't do. They're set at 450 feet for a setback because they are next to a public assembly building, 50 foot from a public well, I believe, and then 10 foot in their allocations of vegetation. You know, they can't have any vegetation in that area of their vessel structure. This is all contingent, again, upon our approval from in this process for zoning. And then State Fire Marshal also comes back, reinspects the vessels after they're moved. They have to be properly plated and so forth. So they are the end, yes or no.
Lisa, what did you say the locations we moved out were?
So at Philly, directly west, the southwest of the building site itself. And in the measurements in your packet that you would have received, you can see the map outlines.
No, I know that, but which ones are being moved?
Oh, they're telling us the site at Jansen and Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So they, is that correct? Yeah. Jansen and Virginia. So that is, as we understood through their testimony, that is coming in a future project.
Okay.
So
okay.
Their goal
exactly
is to,
that's what I was thinking too.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
That was their original intent when we first started this process. That's their testimony that they shared with us. That'll be in a separate project, and then also the location at Firth will be a separate project. So as they make land acquisition, that's what they're working on right now. So they did, I asked for a application or to be included would be an emergency plan with Philly Fire, and I attached that to your permit as far as how a response would happen, and then also their emergency contact information. So Zoning Commission recommends approval. It was a vote to 7-0.
Thank you.
You bet.
We do have a sign-up sheet for anyone that would like to speak. I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing in support or opposition of the special use permit at 9:34 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Hill. To go into public hearing at 9:34. Please vote. 7 in favor. We only have one person that would like to speak right now. Brad?
I can speak. Did everything that she needed to do, so there's probably not a whole lot for me.
Well, do you want to speak then, or?
No, I don't think I need to add anything.
I probably don't need to swear him in then if he doesn't have anything else.
But they may have questions for you, so I would go ahead.
Could you give your name and address?
Yep. I'm Brad Parman with Farmers Cooperative. Currently live in Milford, Nebraska. I'm the fertilizer manager for Farmers Cooperative.
Will you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for Brad? Any future plans, Mr. Jergens?
Time frame, when you look at doing this?
All right, so as she said, we're looking to move from Virginia, one tank, and that'll go to Philly. The other tank is, we can't use it anymore. If we move it, it was grandfathered in, but we can't move it now. Or if we do move it, it's obsolete. And then there's a same thing in Jansen, we'll go there. And we're looking to move on this for this fall, so we're ready for this fall. You guys questioned Beatrice, so this is kind of step one in removing some of these tanks out of these communities. We're currently looking at farm ground, rural ground around Firth, so that we can get that off the baseball field. And once we get that process started and we find the land, we will move out of the address with those tanks, so you will no longer have ammonia coming through town.
Sounds good. And I assume the Jansen, you're just moving the tank. You know, you're not going to have gas customers going to the building, obviously.
No, we're just moving. We can still service the customers with the current locations that we have there, between Ellis, Harbine, and Fairbury. We'll still have those services.
And it's certainly a good thing that you're moving them, you know, away from population.
That's what we're trying to do. Any questions?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Would anyone else like to speak at the public hearing? Anything from the board? I would ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 9:37.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn to come out of public hearing at 9:37 on the clock. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Typically what we would do then is we'll act on this in 2 weeks. Sounds like everything's going smooth, though. So I thank you, gentlemen. You're free to stay the rest of the meeting if you'd like to, though. Up next, if I haven't missed anything, receive and place on file a copy of the valuations for the political subdivisions for 2020.
Okay.
And this is in the stacks on your desk. Moved by Hill, second by Bauman, place valuations on file. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Receive preliminary requests for levy allocation to the county board from townships, rural fire districts, Gage County Historical Society, and Gage County Agricultural Society.
And that's just what they have to turn into us by August 1.
And with that, Don said that had to be in by August 1 for everybody. The townships are same as always. The rural fires are still at current levels. There was one change, I believe, on those in request. Historical Society stayed the same. I mean, there's a lot of flat line staying the same on these items.
This is just their request, and the next item will be your levy.
So we need a motion to receive these preliminary requests. I'd ask for a motion on that.
So
moved. By Bauman.
Second.
Second by Hill. 2, receive the preliminary request for levy allocation. Please vote.
I'm part of these.
6 in favor with Dorn abstaining. Up next, approve or disapprove resolution
20-20,
setting final allocation of levy authority for the following townships, rural fire districts, Gage County Historical Society, and Gage County Ag Society.
So now this is where the levy amount state, or the dollar amount that they was flat, your townships are still 7.5 and your fires at 3. That still stayed the same.
So our allocations did not change. Ag Society is at .004462, Historical Society .000990, Rural Fire Districts allocation potential is .03, and the Township potential is .075, with a total allocated out to them from our potential taxation of .110452. The actual dollar amounts.
So if we kept them at their the same as dollars.
Any additional discussion on any of these items?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Roger. Thanks, Joe. Do you see this?
I'd ask for a motion to approve Resolution 2020, setting the final allocations.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Juergens. Second by Bauman. Any discussion on any of these? not forever, hold your peace. I would ask you to vote on Res 2020. Six in favor with Dorn abstaining. Approve or disapprove resolution, resolution 20-21. Authorizing early redemption of the county's highway allocation fund pledge bonds, series 2013. This would be the road bond spearheaded by, I think originally in 13, by Mr. Bauman and Mr. Juergens. Went around and talked to a lot of the communities.
Myron.
This is one where there was a large amount of paving throughout the area, Liberty, Blue Springs, 66 Road off 136, Adams Philly, and Gary. This is a bond that was a 10-year bond set to expire or mature in 2023 due to the higher valuations we talked about before that are now coming down. More money was generated by the 3 mil levy, which was outside of our normal taxation. It was a vote of the people. People decided to do this road bond project. There's enough money there that we should be able to pay that off. This will allow us to pay that off 3 years early, which is a great thing. That will be a direct reduction in taxes on land of 3 mils. I think that was a great decision of the board in 2013 to push this forward. They got really good prices. There was enough money left. An additional 2 miles was paved on 66th Road. I don't know, Mr. Juergens or anybody, Mr. Hill.
I've got one thing. You mentioned Blue Springs, but there was nothing that connected to Blue Springs. It went from Virginia to South Carolina, South of the Bridge Line.
At the time, Matt does better memory than I, but we had a large amount of support from a large amount of communities, people that would help us at the time. You know, the county kind of, I know there was individuals that would put money towards this project to advertise it, to push it along, and yeah, it was we got a very, very good price at the time, we thought, and huge improvement.
That's nice. That was a vote of the people. That was from the board members involved going around talking to the public. It's nice this was an actual vote of the people, so this was countywide support for this road project you guys came up with.
If I remember right, it was supported by about 70%, just short of 70%, I think. And it was kind of a situation where the only way we were going to get caught up was to do this big project, and it was carried by, we were able to do extra.
I guess the one thing I would mention is, you know, on those 2 miles of 66th Road, actually, the supervisor that preceded Myron Dorn had saw to it that road had been shaved and top half of it was very grassed, which is about half the cost of the project. So it wasn't the total cost of the road for that, was about half.
And there's a good bid on that as well.
Yes, that was we accepted the contract bid on that one. You know, because of the price was so close between the asphalt concrete and, yeah.
That was a nice job of the board at that time looking ahead, because it makes it easier to keep up. It's never easy to keep up, but while you have a project like that, it makes a big difference. And now, when taxes are still up there, they always are, it's nice to have that reduction. That's something that everyone will feel on the next cycle's taxes.
Should we talk about weight limits again to preserve the road?
Yes, Mr. Bauman, Mr. Bauman, I remember coming to the city of Beatrice and saying these will be state limits, so it makes it easy for everyone. Gross limits are at 95,000 pounds on a 7-axle rig. So I would ask, it's nice to have some good news, something good going on. So many times we have bad things we're dealing with, but this is one that's nice. We're going to be able to peel some taxes away. I'd ask for a motion to approve resolution 2021, which would authorize the early redemption of the county's Highway Allocation Fund Pledge Bond Series 2013.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any additional discussion on this one? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. We have to approve amount of increase, if any, for the E911 agreement on the agenda next. Yesterday I talked to Sheriff. Do you want to talk about this at all?
Well, really, it should be Chief, and he really went into detail because he worked through that whole process.
The Sheriff talked to me some. He talked to Chief. They would like to review this contract prior to signing it. Right now it's $222,789, if I remember right. This will be, they're looking for another multi-year agreement. Chief came up with some things, and the Sheriff brought those to us, that there's some discrepancies, some minor wording changes, plus some performance expectations possibly that they would like to address before we sign a multi-year agreement again. So I would suggest we hold off on this maybe a couple weeks or a month until they have time to talk about that. Sheriff, would you have time to discuss this with the city prior to our next meeting, or do you want to wait a month?
Yes, a month, just to make sure.
If that would be okay with the board, that gives them some time to dig through that contract. It's a large dollar amount. We don't want to take it lightly. Right now they're asking for a 3% increase every year, which amounts to approximately $6,900. Those aren't the exact issues. There's two items in there. Two of the main sticking points they had were a $10,000 allocation for a director that was supposed to work back and forth with the county deputies, and $20,000 for a IT director that was supposed to be hired to work with the city or with the county. An IT director was not hired. They're having some IT issues. We'll be working out an MOU with Jefferson County for $20,000 for two people to help over here part-time. So those are two of the sticking points.
Yep.
Mr. Bellman, I know it's easier to push stuff through quick, but they have some concerns, and I thought that'd be good for the two law enforcement agencies to discuss this back and forth before we enter into an agreement.
Considering pushing it through.
Oh. Are you considering a reduction?
I don't talk about communications anymore.
But I would think we'll wait on this for a month then, Mr. Hill.
Do you need a motion to postpone?
I don't think we do. I think we can just not act on this one.
No action for now.
I'm sorry?
Just on it.
Yeah.
Discuss and approve. Just no action.
We'll just take no action on that for now then, and we'll wait a month. Sheriff, if you could do that, Mr. Lytle would like to try to negotiate those rates down some too, I know. No.
We don't realize how much this would cost if we tried to do it on our own.
It's not feasible.
Exactly.
It's not feasible.
And we have on the agenda discuss and approve or disapprove, so I think we should have a motion to table.
I'm fine with that. Would you like to make that motion?
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle, to table this issue, which would be the E911 agreement, for 1 month. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. As long as I didn't miss anything, we will have a closed session. For personnel, we won't be taking any action on that. Closed session will be necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. After that closed session. We will recess until 4:30, where we will rejourn at the Beatrice High School Hevelone Center.
I'm not going to be staying half the night.
Are we off?
No.
I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:52 on the clock. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Please vote.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
7 in favor. Motion carries. Uh-oh, I'm lost. Here we go. I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:52 on the clock.
You have time. I'll make sure they have.
Moved by Lytle. Second by Dorn. Please vote. 7 in favor. We are 6 in favor. We are out of closed session. We will now recess at 10:53 on the clock until 4:30, when we will rejourn at the Beatrice High School Hevelone Center.
Is that 4:30?